पुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दद्विजश्रीमुखीं असल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गी मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्. So we discussed till the 10th shloka, Ramachandra ke kaaja samvare. So next is Laya Sanjeevana Lakana Jiyaye Shri Raghuveera Harashivur Laye. So Laya Sanjeevana, so Laya Sanjeevana, Sanjeevani, Sanjeevana, Sanjeevani, the herbal tree. Hanuman brought that, and Lakana Jiyaye, he made Lakshmana alive. And thereby, Sri Raghuveera, Raghuveera, Raghuvamsha, Raghuvamsha, the Veera person in Raghuvamsha, Rama, Harashi Urulaye. Sri Raghuveera, in Rama, he brought happiness, Harashi. So Tejomenanda translated that like, made Rama happily embrace you. So Harashi means like Ura, probably in Avadi means embracing. So happily Rama embraced you because of that. You made Rama happy by bringing in Sanjeevani. The next shloka is Raghupati keen hi bahut badai tumma mama priya bharatahi samabhai. While singing at this time, they don't sing Bharata hi, they sing only Bharata because it cannot be adjusted at time. So Raghupati keen hi bahut badai. Raghupati keen hi means like his words. So Raghupati's words bahut badai, with his words badai means like Rama praised you. Rama, Lord Rama praised you. Bahut, a lot, he praised you, a lot. What did he praise you? How did he praise you? Tuma mama priya bharatahi sama bhai. Tuma, you are mama priya, you are very dear to me. How dear? Bharatahi sama bhai. You are a brother to me, like bharata. You are my dear brother. Thus Rama praised you. Sahasavadana tumaro jasagavai asakahi shripati kantalagavai. Before that, Laya Sanjeevana Lakana Jiyaye. So when we can find here that Sanjeevani, like Hanuman brings the Sanjeevani which makes alive the self in us. And because of that, alive in the sense, maybe we can say that our good qualities in us is Lakshmana. That is also the reason why we can see in Lakshmana, maybe we can consider Lakshmana as the mind and the qualities of the mind. So that's the reason why he gets angry very sudden, and then he immediately becomes calm in Rama. When Rama teaches him Rama Gita, he becomes very calm, he becomes almost enlightened, whereas when Shurpanaka comes, Lakshmana becomes angry and causes the entire Ramayana, the war in Ramayana is caused because of his anger towards Shurpanaka. So the same like we saw in Awakened Children, like it didn't happen that way because Amma said, don't do. Amma said, when Amma's devotees started standing up and they wanted to abuse or take the Swami out, throw him out, Amma says, no, don't do it. It's because Amma is in that state of Rama. Amma is Rama who will not do all those things. But her devotees like us, they have mental impurities, mental imbalance. Therefore, the mind becomes excited at times and it becomes angry at times, and that is what is denoted by Lakshmana. And when the mind becomes angry, what happens when the mind becomes angry? When the mind becomes angry, it leads to it. It doesn't know what it is doing. Pranashyati. Buddhi nasham happens. And because of buddhi nasham, there is no intellect. That means there is no capability to think what is right, what is wrong. At the vyavaharic level itself, there is no capability to understand or know what is right, what is wrong. Therefore, it does whatever suits, it does whatever that comes at that time without thinking. That is the problem of mind getting angry. And when that mind gets that angry, then it leads to the entire Ramayana. Whatever happened after Rama had to go to the forest and then lose Sita, that happened because of Lakshmana's anger. That's why Amma says anger is like a knife pointed at both sides. It's not that anger that affects the person whom you get angry with. It's not that way. It is a knife which is pointed sharp at both sides. That means person who is holding it or who is getting angry, he also will get cut. And the person whom he is pointing at, that person also will get cut. And that's also the reason why Amma says when somebody gets angry, when we get angry with somebody, they become sad. They either they also get angry or they become sad. Majority of the people get sad. So when that sad vibration comes back to us as vasana. Ooh. If we remember that it is only chit and jada, like Balakrishna says, remember that it is Ishvara. I'm getting angry because it is only Ishvara and forget it. In that case, we will not get angry. Like Balakrishna, we will not get angry at all. If we are thinking about chit jadam, we are thinking about Ishvara, then anger is impossible. You cannot have anger. But we should remember that anger not only affects the other person, his sad vibrations come back to us, thereby it affects us as well. Not just the sad vibration, even we exhaust our energy. A lot of energy that we have attained, that all goes down the drain in 1 minute.
It's ice
cream. Yeah, so laya sanjeevana lakana jiyaye. So, Hanuman brought Sanjeevani and made Lakshmana alive, brought Lakshmana back to life. So, what is Sanjeevani? Sanjeevani was brought by Hanuman. So, the Sanjeevani of here is Hanuman's bhakti, Hanuman's devotion. Supreme devotion of Hanuman. That supreme devotion we already saw. Hanuman is a jnani as well. The supreme devotee is, should immediately remember Gita, right? Supreme devotee is jnani. So, Hanuman, forgot, like in Lalita Sahasranama there are two namas which are very similar to Jnanagamyaye Namaha. Om Jnanagamyaye Namaha. Om Bhaktigamyaye Namaha. So, there are two namas which says Amma can be achieved through Jnanam and Amma can be achieved through Bhakti. So, that means like Jnanam and Bhakti are two different paths. It has to be one, Jnanam and Bhakti are two different paths through which we can attain Amma. But that cannot be the case. Why? Because aprameya. It's not an object. Only an object that is to be attained that can have different ways of attaining. Means karma, whatever Maheshkarma says, karma. But here, it is not that way. Then that means there can be both the path have to be one. That means jnana gamya, bhakti gamya means both have to be same, which means jnanam equal to bhakti. That's what Lalita Sahasranama also says. So Hanuman is a supreme devotee. That supreme devotion takes us, makes us alive from all the impurities of the mind. So the mind of Lakshmana becomes dead. What is death? Death of the mind is when it goes behind sensual pleasures. When it becomes very weak, when it leads to its own buddhi nasham, when it itself eradicates buddhi, it doesn't know anything at all, and pranashyati. So it, when krodham comes, not only buddhi nasham happens, but pranashyati, it also destroys. But out of that destruction as well, we can come up by this sanjeevani. by the Sanjeevani, Harne Prajni, Samdakta Kama Sanjeevan, Aushadeye Namaha. Like, Kamadeva was destroyed by Shiva's third eye, Shiva's fire, but Devi is the Sanjeevani Aushadi, which brought Kamadeva back to life. The same thing that is mentioned here. Hanuman denotes devotion, so that when the mind is completely destroyed, that means complete destruction means a state of total chaos, a state of total sorrow, a state of total suffering, a state where there is no happiness at all. And from that state, we can come out through supreme devotion. Oh, the Sanjeevani with Hanuman brings his supreme devotion. And when that happens, what does happen? Again, Rama embraces Hanuman very dearly. That means the self embraces devotion. How can the self embrace devotion? Self embraces devotion by making devotion vanish into it. That is what Bhagavatam calls as Atma Nivedanam, the ninth type of bhakti, wherein the devotee just offers himself onto Ishvara. He merges onto Ishvara. So Rama embraced Hanuman. Rama embraced supreme devotion. That means Rama took onto himself supreme devotion. That means Rama took everything else. That means Rama alone remains behind. So the previous Nama we had said Hanuman is Jiva. So even if we see that way, that's also fine. You can say that the Jiva helps. Jiva is the person doing all actions. So Jiva is the person who is entering into bondage. Jiva is the person who has to come out of bondage. So Jiva, in order to make alive the mind, the Jiva brings Sanjeevani of devotion, and then it embraces Rama. It embraces the self. So Jiva Brahma Aityam, Brahmatma Aitya Swarupini. So that becomes one with, that is what is denoted here. And we can also see very clearly that wherever we can find Rama, as Amma said, Rama is always happy. So probably Rama is in a very exalted state, or like he is a kingly state. He is in a kingly state that he is always happy. Anandam, anandam, anandam. So Raghupati keen hi bahut badai. Because of this, when we realize, or when we are very close to realization, the first person to get happy will be Amma or Mahatma. Those Mahatmas will be very happy because they don't have any ego. They know that, okay, somebody is coming out of samsara, somebody is getting bliss. So Raghupati keen hi bahut badai. Rama praises Hanuman a lot because Hanuman has become one with Rama. It's almost becoming one with Rama. And thereby Rama says, Hanuman, you are like my brother Bharata. So the two pakshi that Mundaka Upanishad says, like it is Atman and Jiva, they are both brothers, twin brothers. Not twin. It's a mirror reflection, that means they appear as brothers, but they both become one. That is what here. What? Bharata also denotes, like, if you recollect Ramayana, Bharata was a person who already had devotion, who had surrendered. Maybe Bharata didn't know the truth. Bharata didn't know Rama is the self, but he was devoted to Rama. So even though his mother, Bharata's mother, like, Kaikeyi, I think Kaikeyi, weak in Purana. So Bharata's mother Kaikeyi, like, send Rama back to the forest, not back to the forest, send Rama to the forest in order to crown Bharata. But at that time Bharata was not there. When Bharata returns, and Kaikeyi says that, Bharata, like, scolds her. Bharata tells her, you not only lost one son, you lost another son also. Saying that, he goes to stop Rama in the forest, but Rama says, this is not how it works. So he takes Rama's padam and keeps it in the, that means, like, it shows complete surrender, is what is shown by Bharata. So two brothers means there cannot be two brothers. They both have to be one. If both have to be one, Hanuman's devotion is equivalent of Bharata's surrender. Both are same.
Lakshmana is not the devotee.
Lakshmana is devoted, but it's the mind. The problem with mind is, that's why Amma says we should have a heart. Rather than mind, we should work from the heart. Mind, what happens is mind, though it may be devoted, yet it can get angry, can get to extreme. You love somebody very well, but still you may scold the person because the mind becomes excited. Mind can go to any of the extremes. For mind, fall down or like falling down from the state, from the balance is possible. Whereas for the heart, wherever surrender is there, you cannot have that. So Lakshmana was devoted to Rama, but still he got angry at times. Anger was one of his weakness. That's by Ramayana. Yeah, the next shloka is Sahasa Badana Tumaro Jasagavai Asakahi Shripati Kanta Lagavai. So Rama again embraces you. Sahasa Badana. Sahasa Badana. So Sahasa Badana. Vadanam. Vadanam we know like Vadana. Vadana Saramangalya Grhatorna Chillika Vadana. Maramangalya Grhatorna Chillika Vadanam. And Chillika. Or Amma's eyebrows have been spoken. So Vadanam means face. Mandahasa Vadane. So Sahasavadana. Sahasavadana means Sahasam means the same as Sahasram or Hasar, we can say in Hindi, thousand. Sahasa means thousand, Hazar. So Sahasavadana. Sahasavadana, like one who has thousand head. Tumaro, you are Jasagave. Jasa means you are fame. So Jasa, I don't know the name, word for Yasha Gave. Yasha is a word in Hindi. So Avadi, it is Jasa. So Jasa Gave, Gave sings. So even the thousand-headed man, thousand-headed, sings your glory. Who is thousand-headed? Thousand-headed is Vishnu's serpent or Shesha, Adishesha as we call. So Adishesha, who has thousand heads, he also sings your praises. He also sings your praises. So Tulasidas is not telling that he also sings your praises. So Tulasidas says, Asa kahi, asa, asa means I say. Kahi, kahe, Shripati. Rama says that even Adishesha sings your praise. After Kanta Lagave, after again embracing you. That means thousand, we can say that Rama, if Rama is considered as a individual self, then Sahasra Vadana is Sahasra Shirsha Vadana, Sahasrakshi, Sahasra Pade. So that means Virat or Brahman, we can say Saguna Brahman or Ishvara. So not just Rama, not just the individual self sings your glory, the cumulative self, what we call as cumulative Jiva, not the Atman, but even Ishvara sings your glory. So why Ishvara sings about your glory? Because Ishvara is also bound by Maya. Not bound, but he is. He has created Maya, so he has a responsibility of taking care of Maya. And then when somebody rescues Rama through supreme devotion, through knowledge, then Ishvara becomes very happy because if one person comes out of it, that means there is no Ghata Akasham. Akasham became Mahakasham, that means the entire world vanishes. So Ishvara says, maybe you can say, Ishvara becomes happy. Oh, at last, my responsibility is done. Now I can go to sleep. So that is what we can say here with Sahasabhadana. And next is Sanaka Adhika. Brahmadi Munisa Narada Sarada Sahita Ahisa. So Sahasavadana sings your praises
not just Sahasrabhajana, Sanakadika. Sanakadika means the sages like Sanaka. Sanaka, the son of Kumara, they also sing your glory. And Brahmadi, gods like Brahma. That means sannyasis like Sanakadi, gods like Brahma, and munis. So various munis. Munis, okay. Sanakadika munisa Brahmadi. So Sanakadi munisa. Muni means like one who has controlled his mind. Manana shilaha munihi. That's how Shankara says. One who has done a lot of mananam in the mind is in a steady state. That is muni. So Sanakadi munis, the rishis like Sanaka, etc. Gods like Brahma. And then Narada. Narada, Sharada Devi. Sharada Devi. They all sing your praises. Not just Sahasrabhajana. And they sing Sahita along with Ahisa. Ahisa means they sing along with Sahasrabhajana. So not only Ishvara praises you, everybody praises you. It's also like we can find that if Amma finds something good in somebody, like Amma sees that somebody is very pure, somebody has devotion, then automatically she praises it. So once Amma says about it, in one discourse she said, like she said that, like if you guys want me to remember you, so that's not much of a struggle, it's very simple to do. If you are like, if you have innocence, if you have devotion, automatically like I'll remember you. So she said that once she was giving darshan in the hall, she was giving darshan. So at that time, like somebody had some before some devotee,
and they vomited in somebody.
Yeah, they vomited in the hall. Nobody was like willing to go near them. That person went and washed, but still the vomit was still there. So what happened was, there was a small child, maybe 5 or 6 years old child. So it was standing in the queue for darshan. So it goes, it removes its own shirt, wipes it, cleans it, and cleans it well, and then it goes to darshan. So Amma says, okay, we don't need to get so much emotional about it, but Amma says that when she went after the darshan, she was thinking about the child, even after darshan. So that is what is denoted here, that not just Ishvara, but everybody thinks about devotion, or wherever devotion is there, wherever Hanuman is there, then their praises will be always there. There's nothing more needed than that. Even Rama is blessed, that is enough. But if Tulasidas is telling that, okay, if you think Rama is an individual self, what about Ishvara? What about Devis? What about Brahmas? I want Brahmaji's consent. Somebody says, okay, so automatically granted, Rama himself will give all those, so don't worry. Jama Kubera Dikpala Jahante Kadiko Vita Kahi Sake Kahante. So this is about people who have praised you. So some people haven't been able to praise you. That means your praising you or singing your glory itself is very shreshtam. That itself is really great. So this is Jama Kubera, Jama. Jama means Yama. Kubera, God of wealth. Dikpala, a direction. Jahante, wherever Jaham, wherever they are there. These people, they are there. Kavi. So Kabi means like scholars. Kabi means poets. So Kobida means like scholars. They all Kahi means say, sake, able to say, kahante, where have they been able to say? That means, they haven't been able to say. So, who are these people? Those are not able to praise you. That means, Yama. Yama means like, God of death. That means, people who fear death. People who fear death, will not be able to see you. Or we can say, people who kill the self as the Ramma, people who don't die, they'll not be able to see you. People who don't kill the ego are the people who kill the self, who are afraid always, they will not be able to praise you. If they are not able to praise you, there is only one reason, like when Ishvara, everybody praises you, there is only one reason why these people will not be able to praise you. That means they don't know you. They don't know you, therefore they don't praise you. So Kubera means god of wealth. That means people who have wealth. Wealth here means like he has a lot of wealth. That means excessive wealth people who have, they will not be able to praise you because they have everything in life, or they think they have everything in life, therefore they will not be able to praise you. They don't want you. Eight directions, Dikpala. People who look after eight directions. That means people who go in eight directions seeking the Atman. Though like Mahatmas like Amma is there, but still there are many people who will come to Amma and then after that they say, I'm still waiting for my Guru. I haven't found my right Guru, like I've been searching, going here and there and there and here. Here and there and here and there means it seems the same. So here and there and there and here, but still I didn't find my Guru. I haven't found my Guru. I've heard this from few people, like saying that they have met Amma, they have met Sri Sri Ravi Shankar and many other Mahatmas, and then they will say, I haven't been able to find my Guru. People say that because they don't know, like they don't know the Mahima. So what happens is they keep on searching. So that's what like Lada Dasnama says, Antar Mukha Samaradhyā Bahir Mukha Sudurlabha. When you go out, you cannot really find it. You have to turn inward. It's the only way. Like we may go to temples, we may go for discourses and all, but the real change, as Amma says, the real change has to happen from within, not from without. It has to happen inside. For that inside change to happen, we need to have a pure mind, a pure heart, which has surrendered, which has Hanuman in it, which is praising Hanuman. So if you praise Hanuman, then why do you bother about getting Hanuman? Praising Hanuman initially is like seeing Ishvara everywhere. Just because we see Ishvara everywhere, Ishvara, that's because of Ishvara. The word Ishvara comes, the sea saw the seashells in the six shillings for Chalega. Yeah, anyway, like my sea and sha is, okay, I shouldn't reveal my secrets. My sa and my sha is horrible. I agree. I'm trapped. So, like people will not be able to like find out the self if they are going externally. So when we are externally going, we will not be able to find. And just because we see Ishvara everywhere, we are not realized. We are doing this as a sadhana. But the sadhana itself is the goal. That is the speciality of bhakti that Narada gives. In the second chapter of Narada Bhakti Sutra, that's the speciality of jnanam that Shankara says. It itself is the goal, it itself is the path. So you do the sadhana of seeing oneness everywhere itself is the goal. The difference is, when it is the goal, when you have achieved the goal, then it becomes natural. Now, when we are doing sadhana, it is like with effort. So praising Hanuman with effort, we praise Hanuman and then we try to implement things from Hanuman and thereby we realize the glory of Hanuman, which means we become one with Rama. So, eight directions. People who go to different directions, they will not be able to realize because they are searching in the wrong place. Kavihi and Kobida. So, Kavihi means poets, Kobida means scholars. So, poets. Many of the poets are people like who think they have lot of world power. They think Vagdevi, Vagadishwari is there, they think. But that itself deludes them. What is the use of writing poetry? So Shankara says in Guruvashtakam, he says about it, like what is the point of writing poems and all if you cannot realize the self? If you cannot surrender it, Guru Rangri Padme, Manaschena Lagnam Guru Rangri Padme, Tadakim, 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 Tadakim. If the mind cannot concentrate on the Guru's feet, on Sadguru's feet, on Ishvara, on Hanuman at least to get devotion, in that case, what is the point of writing a lot of poems? Similarly with scholars. Scholarly people just get knowledge. One person gets knowledge, another person, Kavyam comes out of his mouth. Whatever he speaks, that will have Kavyam. Like we know Chinmaya Mission people who can spontaneously compose or create Ashtakam or Shatkam or Saptakam on Tejomayananda. What is the point of that when you don't really know who Tejomayananda is? So such people, all these people will not be able to praise you. That means they will not even be able to praise you with effort, which means they will not be able to realize, which means they will be suffering. So we should ensure that we don't fall under any of the categories. That's also the reason why Shankara says Maha Purushatam Shreyaha. If we meet Mahatmas like Amma, then we should completely surrender. We shouldn't waste the opportunity of searching for another Guru or some Guru. When Jagan Mahata is there, who is accepted by various missions themselves, Chinmaya Mission acknowledges Jnanam, is purely based on Jnanam. Ramakrishna Mission is based on Karma, Bhakti, Yoga, everything. All these missions accept Amma, acknowledge Amma, means we need look no further. But if we look further, then we will not be able to praise Hanuman. If we are not able to praise Hanuman, then we will not be embraced by Rama. At least we will be embraced by Amma, but that embrace is not real embrace, it will be a temporary embrace. And then after that we will say, oh, I got embrace from Amma. Then we can compare. I got embrace for 10 seconds, you got only 2 seconds. People are there who compare all those, Amma asked me, is it your birthday today? Amma said, happy birthday, Amma said to me. Amma didn't say all those to you. And that is considered by my relatives as they can talk freely with Amma, they'll say something, Amma will respond back, and then it becomes, you're close with Amma than you. It's funny. Even now they know that. What happens is, my father took them to Amma, the person, that particular uncle, his wife is doctor, a doctor. She is a teaching profession, so she is really devoted, she has devotion. But devotion without proper knowledge is also dangerous, because when attachment comes, we will seek Amma, we will become a artha or arthaarthi. We will not be jijnyasu unless we know the importance of jnanam. And if we think I am praising jnanam, then Amma says in many of her discourses, old discourses, she says that jnana dhanam is the shreshta dhanam. Of all dhanam, all giving, jnana dhanam means shreshtam, because that can tesham aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagata, that can be that possible through jnana dhanam. So the doctor is devoted, but it gets covered, it gets nullified by attachment. What happened was that uncle, he used to mock at my father. 2-3 days he used to mock, oh, she's a fisherwoman and you are worshipping her. And when he used to come, everywhere will be Amma. Means Amma's cassette. My father, when he met Amma, the first day he got 30 or 40 cassettes for 1000 rupees. 1000 of 10 years back. Immediately got, they were surprised. He got that, so the cassettes will be out of the cover. The cassette cover, each of the cover has different photo of Amma. So each cover will be decorated, like a lamp. And then bhajan will go on. So he'll come and see, what, you are mad, you are a mad person. First you are worshipping a fisherwoman. Second, you are mad keeping all this. He used to mock. And now, he is a devotee of Amma, at least seeks Amma for artha and arthaarthi. And after that what happened? My father took him to Amma. And then the plate was changed. He started telling people who are very near to Amma that, Amma, I have brought them. He told that once or twice to my father. My mother was a little bit affected. She said, how is this possible? What are you telling? This is not good. My father, whatever he says, he will immediately blast. He will say, yeah, when some accident happens, you will come back and tell, let's see. That's not required, but that's what will happen. And closeness with Amma is not with respect to how much you can speak with Amma. And some people judge it by telling, okay, Amma knows my name. Amma doesn't know our Subramani Iyer. Amma doesn't know Hariram, so she's not close with you. But I know Amma. I know Teju Miyanda. Teju Miyanda knows my name. I'm famous in Chinmaya Mission now. Parna Rengudu, I'm famous in Chinmaya Mission now. Because I'm Jani. Okay, you know that. Shanti also. Chalalainu Vanda. Thank you. So some people think it that way, but it's not with respect to any of this. Closeness is when Rama really embraces us and says, you are really great. That means it's like Janaka. Yajnavalkya telling Janaka, Abhayam vai Janaka praptusi, O Janaka, I have attained Abhayam. So it is that way of telling. So there is nothing more than that in life. That is real closeness. So if we want, we shouldn't get deluded into all this, like becoming a poet, becoming a scholar. We may be able to speak about Brahma Sutra, we may be able to like explain things in a beautiful way, attracting people and all those, we may be able to do. But if we get deluded into that, I have word power, I can attract crowd, I have intellectual knowledge, all those. If we have those, if we have any of these, then we'll not be able to get Rama's grace. We'll not be able to get Rama's anandam, Rama's assertion that we have realized. As long as that is not there, whatever we may attain or achieve in life, it will be of no use. We can go around telling people that I've given so much discourses, I've read Bhagavatam with the commentary of Sridhara Swami. We can say that I read like Bhamati Bhashyam of Sabhashyam of Brahma Sutra. We can say all those, I know the 700 shlokas of Gita. We can say all those, but what is it of use? The use of all those is to get anandam. That alone will not work, everything else will happen. There is no point of such knowledge as well. So we should remember that how to get the praise of Rama through praising Hanuman means trying to follow Hanuman, trying to follow what all good qualities Hanuman has. And we shouldn't fall under the category of Yama Kubera, 15th shloka. So the next. Tejomiyananda beautifully says at the end of this particular shloka's commentary, he says, the names of people who haven't realized you, these are inexhaustible. How long can I enumerate them? He's saying that. That's also a fact, because very few people, very few Brahmajnanis, hardly any Brahmajnani means Manishyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaye. Out of thousands of people, just one person worships. This thousand is in Krishna's time. That means Sahasra Shirsha Vadana. In ancient times, thousand was a huge number. Now it means millions and millions. So out of millions of people, one person strives for perfection. He becomes a seeker. That means he starts speaking about, blabbering about Hanuman like we are doing. So he starts blabbering about Hanuman and then praising Hanuman and then realizing Hanuman. So it gets like filtered everywhere. Like there is a, so even in Vedanta we have exams and all. So what happens is, it's not that you just learn and then you immediately get entrance into moksha. You have to enter into the hall of moksha, then you have to like pass. There will be thousands of, lot of people competing, you have to pass. Only difference is that in current day, like competition is like mutual competition. Here it's not mutual competition. It's only how I do. How I do. And comparison is there. Mutual competition, not mutual competition. Comparison is there. How? Comparison is only with the goal. Whether you have achieved this target, then you are true. Don't find like, don't go to Seattle or San Ramon and say, oh, there is a hall in Amma's ashram there called Moksha. I got entry into it. Tuma upakar sugriva hi keenha Rama milaya rajapada deenha. So tuma upakara means you help because of your upakaram. You are helping. Sugriva hi keenha. So kiya means like did, kiya in Hindi. So tumne Sugriv ka upakar kiya. Sugriv ahim means like Sugriv ji, you can say in a way. A little respect Tulsida is giving. So you help Sugriva. For what? Rama milaya Rajapada Deenha. So Rajapada Deenha, by giving him Rajapadam, by giving his kingdom back. And how did you do that? So here like Tulsidas again says, you help Sugriva. Do you have any sense of ego? No. How did you help? Rama milaya. You showed Rama. So how are we helping each other? We are not helping by saying, oh, I am Brahman, you are Brahman. We are helping each other by showing Amma. Go to Amma. You mean like, and like if it's a new person, he'll not know that this is a trap. So he'll somehow come to Amma. He'll come once and then it becomes like a mongoose story. It may take like many births, but at least starting mission is accomplished. At least starting is over. So that is what Hanuman does. Rama milaya, by making him meet Rama. Meet Rama means what? Sugriva. Sugriva met Rama. Sugriva can be considered to be the good. And Vali can be considered to be the bad. So bad also has great power. Vali was a great person. That's why he got the varam that anybody who comes in front of me, their half power I'll get. He defeated even Ravana. So imagine his power. So bad qualities also have, like we cannot get bad qualities. There are bad qualities like fame or power. We cannot get it without doing enough sadhana. We have to do sadhana, but it is sadhana for the bad thing. So we worship Ishvara. Ishvara comes in front of us in a form. And then instead of asking moksha, if like Krishna's father and mother themselves didn't ask moksha, how can a normal person ask? So we'll ask. Okay, I should be able to sing better than Lata Mangeshkar. Not Amrita Swarupananda because he's a male. Or he can also sing, I should sing better like Amma. Then Amma immediately will say, why? You don't even need to ask. Like, don't ask. Keep, like, ask another boon because you already sing better than me. Because Amma doesn't sing well. So that is what, when Amma's voice or Amma's singing is not good. But she knows music. She doesn't sing well. What is she trying to show? She's trying to show that even if you don't sing well, it is fine. If you sing well, it's good. But even if you don't sing well, it is okay. Even I cannot sing. Amma is telling, I am also on your side, don't worry. If you are asking a boon, then I'll also sit with you. I'll stand behind you in the queue to ask the boon. Amma will say that. So you don't need to ask that. But Sugriva and Vali. So Vali got the wrong boons he got. So bad qualities are also by doing some action. And what is the problem of this fame or power and all? In some cases, Amma has power and fame as well. But the fame and power Amma is using for a right cause, not for a wrong cause. Vali took hold of Sugriva's kingdom and his wife. That's the Ghora Papam, like that's where Ishavasi Upanishad says that we shouldn't appease other people's property. We shouldn't covet others' wealth. We should just take whatever is needed for us, whatever is rightly ours, by our karma, vyavaharika level, karma, vyavaharam. But Vali didn't do that. But Amma has power, so these qualities can be achieved only through lot of sadhana, lot of effort. By worshipping Ishvara, because if you need artha arti, if you have to be artha arti or arti, you have to go, you can only go to one place to get anything. Anything in life if you need, you can get it only from Ishvara because he alone is real. So whatever is required, it can be got only from Chit. But you worship Chit in a wrong way, you worship Chit in a right way, but you ask the wrong thing. These are ways like in which you get become bad. So Amma has power, but she uses for a good thing. Vali didn't do that. So then what happens? It becomes a fight between good and bad. And at that time, like when the good is fighting against the bad, the Jiva thinks, Jiva Hanuman thinks, okay, like, with whose side
should I take? So Hanuman thinks, oh, like for many years I have taken the side of Bali. Let me try out something different. Change is required. So let me try out something different. He takes the side of Sugriva. And he thinks, once he takes the side of Sugriva, he is thinking about good qualities. So is the good qualities are very, they are not in power. But they are still there. Wherever bad is there, good also needs to be there. So Amma says, we have to find, or like we have to attack bad qualities in a person, not the person, because a person is as good as well as bad qualities. So when the jiva takes the side of good qualities, then it can only do one thing. It can only say, okay, I'll take you to my boss. I'll take you to my boss. He will escape you. I cannot do anything. I am just an illusion, so I cannot help. Jiva will say, I'm not an illusion. I stand for Rama. Hanuman will say, okay, Hanuman says that. So you can also take it. I am just I am an illusion in him. I'm not there if he is not there. So Anvyavatireka Yukti. If he is there, I am there. If he is not there, I am not there. Therefore, I am an illusion in him. Come, I'll take you to him. So luckily, Hanuman the Jiva is in the side of good quality. If it was in the side of bad quality, then what will happen? Then Hanuman, okay, shouldn't say Hanuman, you have to give a different name there. But the Jiva, let's call it Jiva. So Jiva will say to Vali that, I'll take you to my boss. But it will say, who is that boss? I am the boss. I am the boss. I'll tell you how to get out of this. I'll tell you what to do. It will tell. Vali will follow. Finally, it will lead to Pranashyati again. So luckily Hanuman is in the side of Sugriva. Therefore, he takes Sugriva, good qualities, to Rama, and thereby it purifies the mind and gets back the Rajapadam. Rajapadam means what is Rajapadam? So Krishna speaks about Jnanam, or the goal of Moksha as Rajavidya, Rajavihyam. In 9th chapter. Chapter itself is Rajavidya, Rajavishyam. It is Rajavidya. It is the king of knowledge. And Rajavishyam is so secretive. Why is it so secretive? That means like, can't we realize this is so secretive? You said yesterday, Chidjaram, it is simple. Then you say it is so secretive. The most secretive thing is that which is very evident. So if we want to search something, like we will search everywhere except the most evident place. Like we will be where, like Kuchur, where are glasses and on, keep it on our head. And then we will search wherever we have to search, we will be searching the entire place. But the most evident place, we will forget. And we are like Kuchur, so it will not be above in our head. It will be in our, above our nose only. We will be wearing it and still searching. Where are my glasses? And then we will go to Mahatmas and ask, Amma, where are my glasses? Amma will say, oh, after a long period of time, I have got some person to crack joke at. So Amma will say, oh, that. Oh, you have to, like, you may have to, like, I'll give you a mantra, chant the mantra 10 days, and then go back home. Then you can search and you'll find it. After 10 days of mantra again, oh, it didn't work. Like there are different steps, probably like a physician diagnosis. He'll say, eat this, will it solve my trouble? Oh no, that I'll come to know after 3 days. After 3 days, come back, we'll see if it solves. If it doesn't solve, I'll give you another one. So Amma will say, now mantra won't help, so I'll give you some bigger thing, something big. And then like that slowly, after Devi becomes convinced that okay, enough, poor person has roamed around everywhere and like it's going beyond fun now. Why? Because I am bored of this fun. So I am bored, like let me get away from it. And you say, oh, well, probably like come near. And Amma will take it, close your eyes, she'll take you to the Samadhi state and then immediately remove it and say, here it is, son. Amma, where was it? But that is okay, like that. That's my Siddhi. So Amma will also play, saying that, oh, I have got another opportunity now to show my Siddhi, showcase my Siddhi. Therefore, this is Siddhi. Don't worry about it, son. When you next need some Siddhi, you can come back to me. So Amma will think, oh, I'll let him be a repeat customer. Whenever I want to have fun, I'll pull him back again. So it won't be that way. So Raja Guhyam means it is very evident. It is very evident. That which is very evident is very tough to find out. Taddure taddu antiti. That which is very far is very near. That which is very near we cannot see. I can read this book because there is some gap. If it is very near to me, so evident but still I can't read. So Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. It is very evident that Pashinnapi na Pashyati. People cannot see it. And that is Raja Padam is the same thing. That means the self he gave realization to Sugriva. What is realization for Sugriva? For Hanuman it's fine, he becomes one with Rama. What is realization or liberation for Sugriva? Rama says, okay, you have had enough fight with bad qualities. Now I'll liberate you. I'll tell you the way to liberation. What is that? You are also not there, Vali is also not there. Now both, you can go to sleep. Dear children, please go to sleep. That means you are not there, both. When there is no bad, how can there be good? There cannot be any good. So that is liberation. The mind comes out of good and bad. When it comes out of good and bad, Ragadvesha Vyuktaitu Vishyan Indriyi Charan. Comes out of Ragadvesham, then Prasadam or Anandam. It becomes one way. Rama, that is the So the next shloka is Tumaro Mantra Vibhishana Mana Lankeshwara Bhaya Sabajag Jana. Tumaro Mantra, your mantra Vibhishana Mana. Vibhishana accepted your mantra. Mantra here means like it's not, he didn't take Om Ramaya Namaha, it's not that mantra. It means your words, your words of wisdom that was accepted by Vibhishana. Therefore he joined your army. Whereas Lankeshwara became Bhayam. He had Bhayam, huge Bhayam, and that Bhayam Sabajag Jana was not known in the entire world. They are the same like Kamsa's Bhayam. Left Krishna, right Krishna, sleeping Krishna, utte hue Krishna, jaagte hue Krishna, kaate hue Krishna, daute hue Krishna. Everything becomes Krishna with Bhayam. So here Lankeshwara became Bhayam. But Lankeshwara is a person. We generally think these asuras are bad people. So Lankeshwara was a staunch follower of Shiva. He wrote like the Shiva Tandava Stotram. She is considered by many scholars as like very tough Hraswam and all. The words, meter and all are very tough. So he was a devotee. He knew what was right, but he got attached. So he didn't touch Sita because that is Dharma. So he was in a way following Dharma, but just for something he missed. That also means that if we miss for something, then it can lead to our destruction. But if we follow Dharma in certain things, we don't follow Dharma in office. We cannot follow Dharma in office, then we'll have to embrace everybody. So we don't follow Dharma. Wherever we have to cheat, we just cheat. Wherever we can backstab people, we can backstab. But after coming home, we become like Lankeshwara. We become staunch devotees of Amma. That is also enough, is what this shows. If that is also there, at least that is there, then Amma will liberate us by killing us. Just that the other way, if we are following completely Dharma, if we are always devotees of Amma, then the transition will be smooth, else the transition will not be smooth. If we follow the normal path, it's like driving in a car which I am driving. If it's not smooth, then it's in a car that is driven by dear Shanti. Okay, that's a comedy, that's a joke. Don't take it seriously. Yeah, else we won't reach San Raman Amma. So that is what is shown here. And it's also like that Vibhishana and Ravana, both of them are brothers. That means both of them are almost the same. So they are almost the same, but for one there is attachment. One is blinded by attachment, other is not.
So both have the same knowledge level, both have the same devotion, but if attachment is there, then it becomes a difference between earth and sky. That is what is shown here. And the last of this, we will stop here. I'm sure. I think I took one shloka extra. I thought extra. I thought it is 9 into 9. I got diluted into Rama. I went into Raja Padam. Intoxicated state that continued. So we'll continue. I'm sure. No, it is shloka. Shloka Nivedana. Shloka Nivedana. We went into the shloka. I'm sure.